The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
Fucking bit of a time.
I'm not going to lie, minus the cheating, Helga kind of sounds like a bit of a lord. Go off, sis.
No way. Vomit in the toilet, you dirty bitch. Fuck me, you can stop dancing for 2 seconds to clean your vomit, thanks. Cheers, babies! Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki. The real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So we are here for a good time and not a long time. So if you're easily offended, then scram, because we're back, baby!
We are back. We left you all hanging.
The last time we spoke, we had pranked you guys saying that Nick and I were no longer friends. And can I just say, it's the prank that shook the nation.
It was actually, I almost felt bad for a bit there. I was
literally,
like, wow.
People cried.
Oh my God.
Multiple.
My personal favorite was like all the boyfriends of the girls that don't listen to our podcast. And they're all like their girlfriends filming their reactions. And they're like, oh, no.
She did it. How good though.
So
I can't believe how much you guys even fell for it. Because in hindsight, I'm like, that would never happen.
Literally. And like, would we go online and like cry and make a big scene and then...
We'd probably have to, realistically, if we actually did have a falling out, we would have to acknowledge it to the people who are playing at home.
But honestly, we absolutely gotchas, little suckers. I'm actually nervous for next April Fools to what the punters may do to us.
I know. I'm just waiting for my karma, but you know, c'est la vie. It's just this little thing I like to say.
C'est la vie, doll.
We've had an amazing 4 weeks off. We've had so much personal development, not really, but you know, c'est la vie.
It was such a great time to have off because, you know, we were busy with other ventures. So we didn't really get to relax at all, but no. It was nice just to reset before we get back on the mic. We missed you guys so much though. It's always good seeing your updates in the Facebook group, just seeing what y'all are up to, creating memes and whatnot. Love it.
Yeah, I know.
We love to see it.
We genuinely have missed you guys as much as you've missed us, though. So it is good to be back, and we're just happy to be here. So what have we been up to, though, Miss Nicola?
So I guess usually we do a week recap, but let's think about what's actually been happening for the last month.
So we had the festival, which we hosted. I'm sure a lot of you guys were there. We actually had the best time ever. So much fun.
Cheeky little birthday cake for LJ on stage.
I had like thousands of people singing me happy birthday. Can I just say?
That's
for
iconic.
A girl that just, you know, loves making a big deal out of her birthday, it felt pretty good.
I know. Luce was actually so devo because she was like, oh, I haven't organised anything like huge for my birthday this year. Like I'm feeling a bit funny. Next minute, ended up having like such a sick week.
I had such a good week. I think coming back out of the fact that I had my 30th birthday, which for a lot of people is meant to be like such a to-do, I was actually prior to COVID flying to Tulum with like 20 of my closest friends. So, you know, you can't really beat that. So when I had to have my birthday in COVID, I think then coming out of it this year, I thought I'd make up for it. But then I also didn't want to make up for it because I was kind of like not in a good, like, I just didn't feel like, you know, I was in the right space to like really celebrate. But then I had a fucking epic week.
It was the best.
So it was so much fun.
Yeah, we did the festival, which we got to throw a bit of bants to you guys. That was amazing. And then
so much fun.
We actually flew to Sydney because we had our Jagger and Stone sport shoot, which will be dropping very soon. Actually, it'll be dropping today. The day that this goes live.
Yeah, so if you guys haven't got on and bought something from our new Jagger and Stone sport collection, jump on and get it now.
Treat yourself. It's the very first, I guess, unisex collection that we've done. Like, well, not the first, but like a lot of guys are starting to wear our sweats and tees and stuff. So we thought, why not chuck a guy in the campaign?
Literally. So here we go. Jagger and Stone for bad girls and boys.
And bad boys. Yeah. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
But yeah, and then we celebrated Lucy's actual birthday, which was we flew in from Sydney, cheeky upgraded ourselves to business class.
Yeah, that was quite an expensive thing to do and probably not worth it on a domestic flight, but fun nonetheless.
Literally like the shortest domestic flight. But it prompted us, and that never happens when you check in. And it was like, do you want to upgrade? And we were kind of like, well, fuck. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Literally on my birthday too. Like, come on.
Yeah, and actually we thought it was half the price of what it was. And then we realized that was times two and we were like, oh, fuck, I'm over here now.
So we did it anyway. So then we upgraded, flew back in, had a fun, really fun birthday dinner at my house. So I got Next Events, which is an events company based here on the Gold Coast, to just kind of bump in some big long tables. It was meant to be out in our backyard, but unfortunately it was raining, so we had to move it all under the porch. But beautiful nonetheless. I had a beautiful meal with about 20 of my closest friends. And then we, what else did we do? Then I feel like there's something to come after that. Oh, then on the weekend, our friend had his 30th birthday and it was like a festival.
He had flight facilities play at his birthday. It was such a vibe.
It really was such a vibe.
But yeah, we were kind of like, I don't know, it was a huge week on the party, that's for sure. So not the best. I thought I'd be feeling a lot fresher on the first podcast back, but I in fact feel not so fresh.
I feel great.
Oh, I just feel exhausted after the last week, but I'm very inspired to start a month of health and wealth.
Yeah.
Give it to me, give it to me.
I've got really severe period pain, so there you go. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
Oh, Dulles, I hate that for you. Once a month, every
month. Once a month, every month, guaranteed. Stock up on Nurofen, peoples.
Yes, but other than that, there's not that much else that's been happening. Oh, my God, guys, we bought a warehouse. Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's major.
Huge, darling. So
huge news. You're looking at two property owners.
Couple of property owners, so we're kind of expanding our space mainly, but yeah, we're so happy to be moving into our new little home for Jagger. So there's going to be a lot of renos coming over our Instagrams in the next few weeks/months, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. We've got something very exciting, and it's called a slippery dip going straight down the middle of our warehouse.
because why the hell not?
And it's like, you know, when you're a grown up and you just like can do cool shit, like why wouldn't you have a slide in the middle of your office? That's what I would like to know, why anyone wouldn't have a slide in the middle of
their
office.
I reckon we need to, as soon as we get it, go on the slide and make a meme. You know those memes that are like, have you ever seen an unhappy person on a jet ski? And we'll go, have you ever seen an unhappy person on a slide? It'll be me and you sliding down on you.
Well, so basically the thing is, we're going to make at the end of the day every single one of our employees slide home on their way to home. Like, woo!
See you later. Have a beautiful
and
day.
And slide down to lunch, like, and slide into meetings. I'm just going to be slipping and sliding all over town. Like, you just
Willow the posse. Skirt.
I'm going to make Willow slide down.
Oh, everyone's sliding.
Every single person's going to slide down. I'm going to, like, literally, like, I'll have like one of the buyers from the Iconic come down, you go the slide. That's the only way to get out.
on your merry way, doll.
On your merry way. But yeah, so we bought the warehouse. Well, really a lot has happened. It's hard to kind of keep you guys up to date with what, I don't know, I can't remember where we left you, but that's kind of what's happened in the last 4 weeks.
That's a healthy little recap, I would say.
Yeah.
But as always, we do have a recommendation for you both. We both have a recommendation for you.
For you all playing at home.
For you all. And I'll go first.
Go first, Nick.
So on our time off, we were lucky enough to go to the WellWeb launch event, which is Chloe and Molly's new wellness subscription service. So it's essentially like Netflix for wellness and holistic activities. So think yoga, meditation. There's like self-love, so many different ones in there. So that is my recommendation. I am about to sign up for my membership, so I am wanting you all to join me on this journey.
Yeah, and so my recommendations for the week, I actually got given a new book. I haven't finished it, obviously, but I have read the first chapter. It is Ghosts by Dolly Alderton. I got it as a gift from my beautiful friend Amber for my birthday. So far, I am loving it. It's about a 32-year-old girl that lives in London. I'm relating to it a lot because she's single. I feel very much like her character could be any one of me or my friends at this like phase of our life. Tell you what, a little bit off topic, but I had a moment recently because for my whole 20s, all of my friends, pretty much, not all, that's a huge exaggeration, but a lot of my friends were in relationships. I was in a relationship and I felt like everyone around me was in relationships. And now that I am in my 30s, not that that has anything to do with it, but just at this phase of my life, I have so many people around me that are single and it's just, I don't know, everyone is on such a crazy journey around me at the moment. It's really, really life, like revelationary.
There's really no copy like idea or like what a relationship or what someone's experience with a potential love interest looks like is what I have learned.
Every single day, I feel like we need to dedicate a whole podcast to this, but every single day the situations around me, whether it be like a good friend or not so good friend or a friend of a friend, all the different things I hear about happening, and it relates back to this book as well, Ghosts, so you should read it as well. It's just crazy the different things that everyone goes through, and it just made me realize it's really, really hard to go out there and find another person that likes that you like and that likes you back, and to end up being together and getting married.
I know. Well, it seems to be at the moment with the amount of shit stories that we hear, but
it's not even necessarily shit stories. It's just like, you know, what's going
so
on.
So many different personality types that have to like align, I guess.
Mm.
And as you get older, I think you get, you know, different ideas of what you want out of partners and whatnot. So
yeah,
it's fucking tough out there.
It's tough out there for a single girl. Anyway, this book is a really, really great, like I said, I haven't finished it, but so far I'm really loving this book if you're in that kind of phase of your life. And also my other recommendation is if you're on the Gold Coast and you need help with an event, Next Events, they were awesome. They came and set everything up for me. It was super easy.
It was seamless. So they came and did everything. And like they've got, like we've seen on their page, the different variety of events that they do. So they've got something for everyone.
So hit them up with a cheeky follow if you're looking for someone to help you with your next event. Next event, no pun. Anyway, today we're here to talk about horrible housemates. So we put a call out to you guys, and we always say this, but I shit you not, we got hundreds of emails within a small amount of time.
Yeah.
It turns out all of you have really bad housemates.
I know, unfortunately. So we'll definitely be doing probably a follow-up of this as well, because there's many stories to tell, as we have seen come through the inbox.
There are so many. Have you ever had any bad housemates, Nikki? And choose your words, because I am your housemate.
Well, Lucy doesn't wash up her red wine glasses mainly.
I do, just not straight away. I do though, eventually.
No, I wouldn't say I've ever lived with anyone that was like really unbearable. I've been quite lucky the whole time. But like in terms of like matching my cleanliness, there's definitely been a few, you know, people that I didn't really vibe with. Like, one of my housemates used to eat fruit. Oh, you lived with him too.
Oh, yeah, and he used to leave the apple core in the shower.
Yeah, so we loved having
that
little,
was weird, man.
Little snacks in the shower. So he'd just like sort of, you know, eat his apple and leave it there. It was very unusual. But sometimes it was also the people that housemates would invite over. Like,
yeah.
I remember this one night, my housemate, well, I think all of us had a few different people over. And anyway, one of the friends of theirs arrived with takeaway. And so I think they arrived with like Thai takeaway and a six pack of beers or something. They're sitting out on our table, and it was like one of those like sort of slat tables. And they start chowing down.
I remember
down.
The day we bought that table. Remember we went and picked it up?
That was a great one. And anyway, they're there chowing down on their Thai, eating, drinking their beers. And then I noticed after they were finished, the chopsticks just fall through the middle of the slats onto the floor. Okay. He's wrapping up his fucking six-pack cardboard and shoving it between the slats. So he didn't even put it in the bin. And I'm like watching him do this like, you are fucking kidding. I'm like, you're not at some like weird retreat with no bins where you have to like kind of try and stash your rubbish somewhere. Like, what are you doing? This is my house.
Yeah, yeah. That
I was like,
feral behavior. No, so I've had always pretty good housemates as well. Nothing that I couldn't like, let me tell you a story. When I was really young, first time I ever lived out of home, I had a great housemate who is still a friend of mine, but he got this other guy to move in with us at one stage. And I remember I came home one day and there was a little, I can't remember if it was like if the flesh was still on it or if it was just the bones. I think it was like the skull of a little bird.
What?
That he'd put up above the doorway of his bedroom, and I went, what is this witchcraft or wizardry you are pulling in my house? Very unusual guy. He was very into acting, no offense to actors, but very, very, very into acting. And so you can imagine the kind of like
journeys.
Deep arty type that he was. Really, really arty. And you know me, I was like coming home belting the Veronicas Untouched. Literally, that was when I was really into Untouched. Even more so than now. And he was there like performing witchcraft and wizardry and acting and
God. How did you meet this bloke?
He was a friend of a friend. He played soccer with my other housemate.
Wow.
He also played soccer, which doesn't really fit into the niche of the witchcraft wizardry actor, but he was so intense and he used to practice his acting in the house. And so I'd be like in my room and I could hear this like, Sandra, I said to you, no, and just like performing these monologues and I'll just be in my room God. Like, what the fuck is going on? Because he was doing this crazy acting course that they do offer at QUT in Brisbane that is like really hard to get into and it's really intensive. And so like good on him. He was obviously like
passionate. Well, he passionate had to study somewhere, doll.
And quite good at what he did. But man, yeah, he was an unusual, unusual guy. The bird above the window was that was the tipping point for me. But he did teach me how to make a really great chicken laksa, so God bless.
Oh, you take the good with the bad, babes.
You do. You
That's
really
so
do.
So worth it.
Okay, one more. We've got one more.
This is what started this podcast topic. So we were chatting about to one of our friends who lived with someone who was a horrible housemate. So lovely
great
person.
Great bloke. Horrible housemate.
Lovely person, horrible housemate. But basically just did not tidy up after himself ever. So I'm talking like.
Oh, and like. To the lengths that I just did not know were humanly possible.
Like crazy. So like, for example, you know, I know this household had a cleaner because they were kind of like, all right, this is not going to work. So we need to all put on for a cleaner to come fortnightly or whatever. And it was the day that the cleaner had been, the other housemates get home and no joke, there's just plates all over the kitchen sink, like just stacked up. Like where did these plates even come from? Like all of a sudden they're
the day
just
after.
Everywhere. The day or the day of the cleaner coming or whatever. So like basically the cleaner come, house is clean, get home hours later, plates and shit everywhere.
Okay.
And so they're like, what the hell? Like, where's this even come from? And so they were sort of figuring out, they're like, I think he's like stashing plates in his room and not like cleaning them up or anything. So then obviously the cleaner would come, he'd take them all downstairs, but then it's just kind of like soiled a perfectly beautiful space. But then they kind of said to him, they're like, because there was flies everywhere and they go, oh, mate, there's flies everywhere here. I think it's to do with your dirty plates. And he goes, oh, shit, sorry. So he goes in his car to Coles, comes back with a fly spray, which he then places above the kitchen sink, but does still not clean the plates.
What?
So like he
does
was,
he think a magic fairy just cleans them
well,
or something?
Well, he was just lazy to clean his plates, but like also disgusted that there was flies there but not taking any responsibility for it.
No. My favourite one of him was that he was obviously keeping dirty plates and stuff in his room heaps and then once he'd kind of gotten full to the brim of dirty plates in his room, he started putting them in the hallway cupboard after he had used them, like in like a linen cupboard.
So like the linen cupboard where you go to get towels, there'd be like a little cheeky stack of plates in there.
Is that not bizarre? Like if you can put it in the linen cupboard, you can put it in the sink.
Literally.
Surely.
And there'd be like Uber Eats bags and rubbish just outside his door. So like even if it was a similar thing. It's like, oh, I'll clean my room, gets it out of the room, but doesn't take it downstairs to the actual sink.
Yeah. It's living with people is, you know, you really do have to have, I think now that Nick and I are in our 30s, I can't imagine living with someone that would be really, really, really unclean because I just think we're not, there's no one like that at this age.
It would make me so unhappy. I'd just be like, oh.
I just remembered one more thing that one particular housemate did. When they all moved out of the house, they moved the couch and there were plates under the couch.
Yeah, like under the cushions.
Under the cushions. Under the cushions of a white couch too. How feral is that?
Classic lazy.
That is, no, that's almost creative. It's so bad. Like I'm almost impressed. I'm not even disappointed. Wild. I'm just impressed. Anyway, let's get into some of these tales because they are absolute bangers. We actually had so much joy reading through these, although it's quite stressful to think that you guys have been through some of this.
I know.
I'm going to let you go first, Nick, because you've got number one there in front of you.
Horrible housemates, number one. A couple of friends and I were in our first year of uni looking for a fourth housemate because, well, broke uni student life and had gotten the attention of some applicants that were just a little bit ill-fitting for a house full of 17-year-old girls. I'm talking a 40-something-year-old single dad, a middle-aged cat lady with a vast collection of buttons, and a 30-year-old gypsy who had dreams of joining a clown college. Okay, last one might be a lie. Oh, cheeky. Anyway, The only applicant that was deemed reasonably suitable was a mid-20s Leo DiCaprio doppelganger with a collection of interesting tattoos named Scott.
Ooh, he sounds like someone I would like to live with personally.
Literally. Sounds like
or maybe make my boyfriend. He looks stunning.
This is obviously a fake name as well.
Oh.
So don't go looking him up, girl. Scott seemed fine for the most part. He had what he described as a stable job, was studying part-time and had good banter. Turns out Scott was a door-to-door salesman and his specialty was to sell medical equipment with zero medical background. So I guess you would have to have a reasonable amount of decent banter. The first few days of Scott's stay were fine, but after we began to doubt ourselves as his idiosyncrasies started to come out, we discovered prior to his stay with us, he was living out of his car, which was an early 2000s commie. Ooh. That he liked to do burnouts in every time he left the house. He was very sparse with his showering habits, but found the best time to converse with us was when we were having our own shower. Ooh.
That's weird.
So through the door, he would strike up conversation about his favourite movies or bands or ask how long we were going to be, even though we all knew his scheduled bi-weekly shower wasn't until Thursday and it was only Tuesday.
Ew, one all shower in all, a week, fezza.
All in all, we collectively just started to get some odd vibes from Scott to the point that we started locking our bedroom doors, taking our valuables with us in the car every time we left home. After a bit of discussion with each other and our landlords, one of the girls' parents, we thought it was time we did a bit of investigative work. So with the help from a friend of a friend, we found out that Scott had a police rap sheet longer than the 2020 Melbourne COVID lockdown and had served several stints in prison for property theft, fraud, and scarily enough, stalking.
In jail?
Yeah. With our landlords 4 hours away and no other actual adults around, us three girls went and stayed with friends because we were too scared to be in the house with him. After a few days, our landlords travelled up and told him the news that he would have to leave. A fight ensued, but eventually he left and we returned to our homes where we could once again shower without interruption and shut our doors without having to lock them. Turns out that one of these interesting tats Scott rocked was a collection of spider webs around his elbow, each web representing a prison term. There were 4 webs total.
Oh, my goodness.
Moral of the story, we should have accepted the cat lady and her button collection.
Imagine how terrified you'd be.
Mate, starting up a convo through a locked shower door.
That's weird.
That's twisted.
That's really weird. I'd probably do that to you though.
Oh, you yell out orders from the toilet all the time in the office. Sometimes I'm like, she'll be like, or she'll start talking to Emily when Emily's in the toilet. And I can hear Emily like not wanting to yell out. She's in the toilet. She's like, hang on, loose. Won't be long. You're Scott the spiderweb man.
Every
the
little
girl version of Scott.
Every
oh
little
God.
Tiny tattoo I have is a prison term that I've served.
Wow. Honestly though, like you would never. I guess when you're looking for someone on Flatmates, and I have done this once. We needed a. Extra housemate, and we went on flatmates.com, met up with this girl. Her name was Sang. She was a fucking legend. Loved her so much.
She was great. Sang rules.
I know, but I remember like we went out and had a beer and we were just chatting and we were like, so like the conversation was going really well. And then we were waiting for the boys to come to meet her. And me and her were just like, fuck, I don't know. Like what else do you ask a housemate? And we were like, are you vegan? Like, do you have any strong beliefs? Like we're kind of like, we're asking stuff like that. But I'm like, fuck, you'd never go and ask someone for like a criminal record, surely.
No, well, you just kind of assume that most people don't in fact have one. But, you know, say la vie, maybe they in fact do. Oi, actually, the best housemate application I've ever read was this one that my brother read me that this girl he knew had written. And she was like, you needn't apply if you are not a vegan. And if you...
Oh, this is a pearl.
Oh, I need to get it up. Must be vegan, must hate the Liberal Party and just shit like that. And I was like, who puts that in their fucking bio? But I guess it kind of makes whatever, you know.
It was so funny. But like if you have that, if you have strong opinions like that, I guess if someone was the opposite, then you probably could come head to head and not get along.
Yeah. Well, I'm
not
gonna
lie. Or be debating every night, you know.
I know someone that moved in with someone that was gluten free and then they pretty much had to become gluten free because one of the people was gluten free.
Yeah.
Full on.
Well, we used to live with one of my good friends, Sarah, and she was like a vegan and I never once felt uncomfortable
cooking meat. She wasn't a vegan shamer.
Nah, she's awesome.
I see you eating chicken there, Shreem.
I remember we had like a leather couch. She's like, oh God, sometimes feel a bit weird sitting on a leather couch, but say la vie.
No, that was fake leather. That was vegan leather, babe. It was Maddie's, and it was peeling.
That's right.
Really wasn't leather. Anyway, let's go. Horrible housemate tale number 2. Sound effect, please, Aaron. Hey, chicks, I'll keep this story short. It is one of many thanks to my horrible housemates. So I used to live with some pretty nasty chicks. You could say that it was a pretty toxic environment. We decided to have a Halloween house party, and one of the flatmates had this boyfriend who seemed chill enough until he invited all of his friends from out of state who absolutely trashed our house. Not just a light party trashing, but this was hard out. They absolutely mangled our clothes rack, took a cricket bat to our washing machine, and threw bottles through our neighbours' windows. Those boys then proceeded to be absolutely menaces, trying to start punch-ups with all of the other boys. They then left before we found out about all the damage they had done. Needless to say, they were not invited back again. Worst of all was that the flatmate who invited them totally backed them up and let them off the hook for hundreds of dollars worth of damage, and we had to pay for it. Oh, and they also stole the head of my electric toothbrush, which is just weird.
Yuck.
Still pissed about it to this day.
Oh, that's so awkward that...
A cricket bat to the washing machine. That's like, that's who are these vandal brutal behavior. Vandals?
But even the other girls sticking up for them. Like, if that was me and my friends did that, you'd instantly feel responsible.
Oh,
like,
you'd feel mortified.
You'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll make them pay for it.
How funny is it when you're young, just to like think back to my early stages of living out of home, like the things you kind of will split, like, oh yeah, that lettuce was $3, so it's a dollar each. You know, like, oh, yeah.
Mate, we always refer to this time, and well, the time, like, as in many dinners at our friend's house, and it'd be like, hey, guys, is everyone to come over for dinners? And it was like where you're in that fine line between becoming more adult where you start doing midweek dinners, cooking for each other.
Yeah.
Yet you're still splitting the grocery bill. So it'd be like, all right, $8.50 for the tacos last night.
I know, and I was just like, really? We're going to transfer $8.50, but anyway.
But it was like a time where, you know, like, sometimes we'd have people at ours and we'd just put on dinner. And then you go to theirs and you're like, well, fuck, I'm going to charge next time anyone comes to mine.
Literally, I'll be hitting you up for my $6.50. Thank you very much. Oh, no, it's funny. Like, I remember I had a housemate when I was really, really young. I would have been like maybe 20 or, yeah, 20. It was probably one of my first housemates. Not the birdhead guy, though. And she was, you know, clean, great in that respect, but mate, the stingiest person I've ever fucking met. I can't stand stingy people. It's just
living
not in my DNA.
Living with someone stingy would be frustrating.
Yeah, but she was, you know, she made up for it in other areas. She was really clean, but just, you know, kind of never wanted to put in for anything. Like never wanted, you know, if something broke, never wanted to put in to replace it. Like never wanted to like buy toilet paper for the communal house. Like shit.
That's
like
what
that.
I feel like with share houses, it really helps to have like a sinking fund.
Yeah.
Put all your money into that. Like, but it is hard as well though, because then like you got to be carrying cash around. But like, honestly, no one ends up bitter. Also, get a communal cleaner or chuck in for a cleaner.
Yeah, that's my number one
tip. That's the best.
And even when you're young, sorry, if you can't afford $20 once a fortnight for a cleaner, then you're missing out because
or do it all together. Make a day of it. Make it a little fun day. Yeah. Crank the tunes. Get in there. Someone's vacuuming. Someone's mopping. Someone's doing windows or whatever.
Oh, here's another nightmare story that I had. So once I moved out of a place and I was we had to do the bond clean. And it was, to be fair, it was a really, really small apartment, so not a huge deal. One of the girls had already moved overseas and I think she had offered to pay for a cleaner, so it wasn't really her fault that we ended up doing the bond clean, but I think the other girl was, like, really broke, so she wanted to pay for the bond clean, like wanted us to do it instead of paying for the bond clean. And she got her mum to come and help. And to be fair, on the day we were doing the clean, I was still moving a lot of my furniture out of the house because I owned most of the furniture. If
I remember that.
All of the furniture in the house. So I was unfortunately tasked with the job of moving out all of the furniture. And this girl, like I started on the bond clean and this, like they were doing the most insanely thorough job. Like I'm talking like we were like, we cleaned the walls like 10 times, like vacuumed, like scrubbed every little nook and cranny, like blah, 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 blah. And she started crying because she thought that I wasn't like, you know, cleaning enough. And I was just like, oh,
Tears.
Oh, full on tears. Oh, and I was like, I in front of her mum too. It was very awkward. And I was just like, I just wish more than anything that we had have paid for a bond cleaner. So there's my hot tips as being someone that's had many housemates. Get a communal fortnightly cleaner and get a bond cleaner if you ever move out. Don't try and do it yourself.
Preach, babes. All right. Number three. So I had this horrible housemate when I was living in America and working at Disney World vibe. So this housemate was an international employee and she was messy and lazy. She lived in the ensuite with another international employee and I shared a bathroom with four others. That must have been a huge house. One day my roommate, not the one in question, came home to our bathroom completely flooded and the toilet had been blocked and there was literal shit everywhere.
Ew.
She went off and called up all the housemates who share that bathroom. We all had good alibis for where we were so that it couldn't be us. We found out that the horrible housemate had used our bathroom and clogged it. My roommate has anger issues and went off her at 2 a.m. in the morning and she just sat there with a blank look on her face. She then gave her an ultimatum that she cleans it or we report her to Disney Housing. She cleaned it but didn't use bleach or anything and didn't clean or replace the bath mats. This housemate also never cleaned her dishes and we only had like two pots and pans between six people. About a week later, I went looking for my makeup and noticed my concealer and foundation was gone. I immediately suspected the horrible housemate because my roommate only uses vegan makeup and makeup, and my makeup was not vegan. And the other two that we shared a bathroom with didn't wear makeup. The two in
That's
the ensuite.
Weird. Side note. Yeah, anyway, back to your story.
I love out of all the things you think the girl's not wearing makeup's weirdest. I'm like, you had two pots for six people, you crazies?
I'm like, no makeup, weird flex.
The two in the ensuite always wore a full face of makeup. Lucy's gals. So I went and looked in her makeup bag and found it. Like, if you're going to steal my makeup, probs don't take the stuff I use every day. I later found out that she took my lipstick, but because I never used it, I had no idea. I called mum and asked what to do, and she said not to confront her because then she'll deny it, and I know that she has it, so I just took it back. She pissed me off a week later, and so I decided to report it. Because she'd stolen from me, she couldn't be transferred to another apartment because she could do it again. So she was terminated from the program, which means she got deported. Turns out she couldn't afford the ticket home because it means you have to leave within 24 hours. So she hid in our apartment and we literally had no idea. Then she made her way to San Fran where she apparently had family and stayed there until she could get home. But because Disney was no longer sponsoring her work visa, she had immigration looking for her. It was all so wild and she was fucking frustrating as well. Wow. So she hid out in the apartment.
That just seems unbelievable almost, doesn't it?
Wow, I'm shook by that. I couldn't live in a house that full on though either. Like that, I'm like, should Disney be taken to the bloody landlord community?
Fair housing or something. No, it's like when you hear of people going over to live in like Whistler. Because they're all so broke, like Aussie's going over to work the ski seasons in Whistler. They're all so broke and it's so expensive over there for housing. So they all like share rooms and like live in these houses.
Even in London, like lots of people share rooms. It's so expensive.
Yeah. And they share like, you know, barely any utensils and there's just like benders in these houses. Oh, like honestly, the thought of living in a house like that just gives me anxiety.
Me too. We're definitely getting older.
We're definitely 30.
I like my little nice tings in my nice house.
Literally, me
and
too.
Our house isn't even that nice. Like, we all share one bathroom, but like.
Oh, but our house is nice.
It is.
Gorgeous, mate. Mod.
All right, next.
Okay, horrible housemate story number four. So basically my flat and I decided to have a big fat rager one night and invited the entire street of uni students to attend. We were all so excited. We covered the carpets in that plastic stuff to protect it at all costs, moved all of the furniture out of the living area and even got some massive speakers. So we were feeling pretty confident it was going to be a big night. I guess I was feeling super confident because I managed to pretty much finish an entire coffin of Billy Mabs, which I just made Nikki Google, and it's a bourbon drink.
But mixed just right with premium cola.
Beautiful. So basically she was on a mad one, she's referred to it as. The party gets pretty huge pretty quick and within no time there's about 200 people on the street and in the house combined. Despite the amount of people, I was awfully surprised to see that the very expensive fire alarm that my bitch landlord had warned us not to break had been smashed on the ground, as well as my door, which was now missing a doorknob and had a hole in it. Bear in mind, the flat had totes burnt down a year before, so it was newly done up and our landlord was a scary, freakishly tall, random lady. That sounds like me.
A random lady. I love that.
My twisted state was so terrified at this point because I had no idea who had committed this crime. I was also a completely broke uni student who was not ready to pay for this. So what do I do? What do I do? I pick up a can of blue spray paint off the floor, acted quickly and disembarked on what was a very artistic drunk rampage around the house. Ladies, believe me when I say I did not hold back and I absolutely went to the doctor. My thoughts were that if the house was spray painted bright blue, no one would notice the broken fire alarm or holy door. Wow, babe.
God,
not gonna lie, it sounds like
tangent.
You're the horrible housemate.
Literally.
The next day was totes awkward because I ended up finding the perpetrator of the door/fire alarm situation. I was left with nothing but the impounding thought that I was indeed the definition of a psycho, Taurus, wild bit of gear. Sounds exactly like myself. Anyway, I ended up confessing my crimes to my fellow housemates and paid the whopping $900 to get this old man I found on the street with a smelly dog to paint the walls again. My landlord and
still cost $900 viewing.
Yeah, literally. My landlord and flatmates definitely hated me for a bit there, but I don't blame them. Moral of the story, do not drink an entire coffin of Billy Mavs because you will turn psycho and you will in fact be the horrible housemate yourself.
At least she's claiming it. Go, girl.
Literally.
Oi, and when I Googled it, that's what they call them, a coffin.
What?
It must be like instead of a carton, it's like a coffin.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I'm going to sling that into my day-to-day vocab.
Oh, can I? I'm like, please don't start drinking Billy Mavs. I get home, our house is blue.
Sometimes I, like if I'm feeling really rogue, I'll just like have a bourbon and Coke and call them a black rat. And I go, oh, Nick, I'm on the black rats. And she's like, oh, fucking hell. Because you like notoriously can get aggressive when drinking.
You've never got aggressive on them, though.
No, they surprisingly.
The black rats agree with you, doll.
Yeah, you know what doesn't?
White wine. White hamsters. Make a cute little name for it. Or get me off the white hamsters, not a chance.
Get me off the coffins of white hamsters, they're doll. Nah, seriously, I cannot drink white wine in copious amounts, as I've learned over my years.
Certainly not.
Have we got time for one more?
All right, we can do, yeah, we've got one more, and then we've got a few little cheeky quick ones.
All right. Bang them out. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Number 5. This housemate horror story starts off with a bit of pre-background. So I went over to Europe in summer 2019 and did a Kentucky, you know, bish, bosh, bash, the usual Europe summer thing. Anyway, when I was in Switzerland, I met this guy, literally the only other person I met from Brisbane, which is where I live, the whole trip. We hit it off immediately and had a really fun, cheeky night together. We may or may not have broken a bunk bed having some fun later on in the night. Yeehaw. Where we were going different directions the next day, so we added each other on all socials and kept talking. I ended up really fancying this guy, like really fancying him. I thought he was going to be like my true love Europe summer romance story.
Oh.
He asked me out on a date when we finally both got back to Brisbane, which I was just like dying over. I was so excited. Anyway,
love that.
Literally. Anyway, the date fell through because I had something come up, so we rescheduled for the following week. The following week came and he cancelled on me 4 hours before the date because he saw me as nothing more than a one-night stand, which is dumb because he asked me out on a date. What a loser. Anyway, as you can assume, I was really hurt and sad, and my housemate saw it all and experienced it all with me and was supporting me through this super sad time. And I guess you could say I was kind of hung up on this guy for a few months after, and my housemate was one of my absolute rocks during this time. Fast forward 4 months down the track. It's New Year's Eve and I hadn't spoken to Switzerland Dick since the very brutal cancellation.
Switzerland Dick. Love that name for
him. Love that for her. Since the very brutal cancellation of the date and me and my housemate and some other friends were hitting the town for New Year's Eve. Switzerland Dick ended up messaging me that night because he saw that I was out and wanted to meet up and smooth things over. So I was like, dude, I'm at Jade Buddha. Get here and give me a New Year's Eve kiss. Lol. So we ended up meeting up. Out. Anyway, me and him were just having like serious convo. My housemate kept coming up and just like imposing on the convo. And I was like, lol, can you just rack off for a hot second? The convo ended and me and Switzerland Dick smoothed things over. And I guess you could say, I think things were potentially back on. So we kept partying and it was getting to the end of the night and we wanted some GYG before heading back to our place.
Wow, this could not be any more
this
Brisbane.
This is so Brisbane and hurts. Get out of my head.
A cheeky night at Jade Buddha followed by some GYG
You've
on the way home.
Definitely just gone over Little Bridge to South Bank for some GYG, surely. I noticed my housemate kept touching Switzerland Dick and sitting super close to him and stuff, and I was like, whatever, I don't care, she's a good friend, it's fine. So that's not necessarily his dick for those playing at home. This is just the person.
That's what she calls him.
We get in a taxi to go home and Switzerland Dick and his friend come with us because their phones are almost dead. So he's just said, you can charge them at ours and get an Uber home. They lived like out of Briz. I jumped in the front of the taxi because I'm obviously not letting anyone else on the AUX cord. Anyway, I noticed behind me.
Legend. Sounds so much like me.
I love it. Anyway, I noticed behind me that my housemate kept like touching and stroking his legs. Anyway, I started getting a bit shitty and I was like, fuck this. So I went a bit quiet and just observed because I thought, surely fucking not, hey? Anyway, get home, slowly make the way of the taxi, and my housemate has proceeded to grab Switzerland Dick by the hand and take him inside. Once inside, she is literally taking him to her room. Switzerland Dick hadn't been to our house yet, so didn't know which room was mine. She then takes him into her room, closes the door, and I'm there on the staircase with Switzerland Dick's friends being like, am I going loopy? Like, what the fuck is happening? After a couple of minutes of panicking, I slam open the door to him sitting on the end of the bed like a naughty schoolboy, not participating in any convo or body language. Anyway, I go skits cunt for a hot second, basically calling her out and being a shit housemate and friend, then calling him out and having zero respect for me. He quickly runs out to tell me that he thought that was my room and that she said that she was helping him get his stuff sorted and his phone put on charge in my room, which is why they went that way. She then also told him once in the room alone with him that I had given her my permission to pursue things with him and that I wanted them to get together and that she was saying she couldn't wait to rip his clothes off. She also tried to kiss him and get things going, but he declined her advancements. Anyway, didn't get an apology for like 2 to 3 weeks. And when she did apologize, she claimed she didn't remember anything, which was a lie because she confessed to my other roommate in the morning after as to what had happened. To say that my trust was completely gone and I didn't speak to her for a long time, then she eventually moved out. We haven't been friends with her since. Also, Switzerland Dick, I soon realized, was not worth all the tears and heartache because he was actually a loser that wore ugly clothes but was tall, and I was obviously just deluded by the fun we had in Europe. And just FYI, I didn't end the friendship / housemate over a boy. There was heaps of other shitty things that she had done, but this was just the cherry on top of the cake.
Wow. Wow, you can't steal your housemate's man's. That's especially like the cardinal sin.
Especially because she was so supportive in like the drama at the start. Oh, dolls.
Man, I can't get a man to the best of time. I would never be game to swoop in and steal someone from the taxi.
Sorry, this speaks to me. The point she goes, turns out he was just tall and I was just deluded because the fun we had in Europe. You know, like when you travel.
You don't notice anyone's clothes.
But you're kind of like, oh, yeah, he's all right. But it's like at home in normal land, you'd never look twice.
I'm not going to lie.
Because it's like traveler spec.
Babe, when I was in Colombia, by the end of this boat trip, I had full-on cabin fever on this boat trip, right? So this was 6 days, no phone reception for 6 days. So I did not contact anyone outside of this boat for 6 days, and it was full of Germans that hated me. There were like 10 Germans that hated my guts. Big surprise there. Alexis will tell this story another time on the podcast, I'm sure. And then me and Alexis, and then there was a captain who was this lovely Colombian man and his Argentinian skipper, who I reckon was like actually this really beautiful like kind of young man, probably similar age to me at the time, but like he was very like traveler, almost like probably would go to Burning Man. I'm pretty sure he had like a little feather weaved into his hair.
Oh my God.
Lived on a boat. He was a skipper or whatever they call, like someone that like is like the assistant to the boat. Anyway, day one, I wouldn't have even like bothered saying one sentence to him. By day six, it's like I would like low key was just like had a crush on him. But just purely out of like
everyone else
on the boat, like it was so weird. So it goes to show when you go on holidays.
Yeah.
You really do get blinded by the traveller life.
European flings, they might not last at home because they might actually wear shit clothes.
It's real. It's real.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I think we've got enough time for one or two more quick ones. Oh, we've got a few quick ones here. All right. A couple of quick ones. Let's finish off with these quick ones. A friend of mine. Let's
say quick ones one more time.
And quick ones.
Quick ones.
Quick ones. Quick ones. Quick ones. A friend of mine has a housemate that eats mint straight out of the packet, raw, with a spoon. That
you
is
mean
all.
Beef tartare? No kidding.
I kind of feel like,
I feel like that's something you would do.
I wouldn't.
Don't put it in her head. Looks like they're cracking a raw egg on top like, bon appetit, so French.
Also François.
So François.
Okay, next one. So I lived with a guy in my last year of uni. He made it inappropriately clear that he wanted to shag me. Ew. I had a boyfriend at the time. One day I came home to find an XL condom taped to my door with the words, I hope your boyfriend is my size.
Wait, all I have to say to that is actually big dick energy.
All I've got to say to that is fucking pretty creative.
Oh, but also kind of creepy. Like,
well, like if you were into it, I'd kind of be like, hell yeah,
That's what gets Lucy over the line. Oh my God, it's for me.
I'll take anything. Okay, number three. So I'd been living with Helga. Sorry for any Helgas out there. This is so good. Sorry to any Helgas out there. But seriously, I'm offended. She's offended by the name Helga.
She's offended by the name Helga.
Actually, so I've been living with Helga in brackets. Sorry for any Helgas out there, but seriously, I'm offended. And for a few weeks, she'd been living with Helga for a few weeks. And then she got very comfortable with living with me very quickly, to the point where it was no longer comfortable. It was just disrespectful and I was being walked all over.
What? There's no story there.
Is that it?
She's just wild.
No, I think these are all her dot points. Yeah, so she's got then three underneath this.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, you read that.
Okay, so point A, vom everywhere. One night I come home to her and her friends blind drunk in the living room. That's not the bad part. Go off, sis. I came closer, however, and saw she'd actually thrown up all over the carpet and couch and continued to just dance in it.
Go off, Helga.
She also had thrown up all over these little costumes I was making for my niece's dance recital. I was heartbroken.
Yuck. Okay.
B, condoms everywhere.
Fucking get it, Helga.
I kept repeatedly finding condoms in the toilet that she'd obviously tried to flush, but there were so many in the toilet that it actually got clogged. Fucking yay.
How much rooting is Helga doing? Is she just getting that many roots?
My friend, I also found a mini paper basket at the end of the couch in the living room, mind you, filled with, yep, you guessed it, used condoms that she couldn't be bothered to dispose of any other way. So she set up a bin in the middle of the living room for them.
Who is this Helga? She sounds kind of like a god.
C, cheating everywhere. So to top it off, all this time she'd been sleeping with my boyfriend at the time. Boy, bye, roomie, bye, situation seriously fucked, bye. Oh. Wow, so she was looking at all those used condoms probably with her boyfriend.
Helga was just rooting, throwing up, cheating all over town.
I think Helga might have been going through a fucking bit of a time.
I'm not going to lie, minus the cheating, Helga kind of sounds like a bit of a lord. Go off, sis.
No way. Vomit in the toilet, you dirty bitch. Fuck me, you can stop dancing for 2 seconds to clean your vomit, thanks.
So this is still the way I don't vomit. I hate to say that kind of sounds like something I would do, except I never vomit, thank God.
The way she's written it though, it's like the intro, then it's A, vom everywhere, B, condoms everywhere, and C, cheating everywhere.
I just love that she's like, sorry, Helga, but I'm offended.
I love that.
Oh, guys, it just sounds like we've all had a terrible housemate or two in our time.
Some definitely worse than others.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for sharing all of your stories, guys. I hate that you know had to rehash that. Unpack that again.
Unpack that, yeah. No pun, unpack living in a house, you know, housemate vibes. Anyway, as we were, let's get into Lucy's celebrity gossip.
Celebrity gas.
Lucy's celebrity gossip. So there's a lot going on in the world of the Kardashians this week. First and foremost, we've just seen with our own eyes very, very cute, flirty videos of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott in Miami at Travis Scott's birthday soiree. I'm not going to lie, I don't know if Travis Scott and Kylie are together, but there's something about them, mom and dad, that just makes me swoon.
Yeah, they're vibey.
Stormy's mom and dad, even if they're not together, I feel like they do such a good job of like just seeming so non-.
Yeah, there definitely doesn't seem like there's dramas.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they're like not.
Seems very respectful and like loving.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Because we know them so well.
Yeah, like last night Stormy told me this, but anyway. except dirty dog Tristan has been cheating again. Can you believe
honestly,
it?
Honestly, fuck that guy.
With a girl called Sydney. I remember that because, you know.
Sydney, Australia.
I was also there the other day. So a girl called Sydney, she looks beautiful, I will give her that, has come out and basically claimed that Tristan Thompson is cheating on Khloe Kardashian again. Khloe reached out to this girl via DM and the girl sent screenshots to the media, even though the screenshot said, I'd really appreciate if we kept this confidential.
That just makes me be like, one, clout chaser.
Yeah, majorly.
Two, shame on you, Tristan, for bringing these like shit chicks into your life. Like,
yep, agreed.
Like, I feel like they're all there for one thing. Like, and then poor Khloe's trying to like deal with her real life marriage baby daddy, trying to like talk to these people who she's never going to be able to reason with. And then it just gets leaked into a shitstorm to the media.
Something that still to this day always baffles and blows my mind is the fact that actual celebs just flick DMs out to each other like it ain't no thing.
I know, babe.
Don't you just think it's weird? It's like have you not got someone's phone number that you can contact them on?
Or go visit with your lawyer, doll. I don't know.
Or be like the rest of us and only use voice memos when you're disclosing things that can get you in trouble. Duh.
Coming from 101 Lucy, Shady Lucy.
No, seriously though, like if I ever have, well, actually I don't think about it that much. I always say stupid shit in wording, but like if I ever have something that could like really get me in trouble, I like would choose to put in a voice memo. I think that's like, you know, confrontational text 101, is it not?
Yeah. Well, I just feel like to DM like a cheaty, I don't know, it's just crazy.
I know.
But at the same time, fuck, you've just been cheated on. You've been through it all before. She's probably not thinking about what her delivery method is. She's probably just like, fucking
well,
leave me
alone,
babe.
One of her million PR people around her should maybe take that on board. If not, Chloe here if you need for PR services.
Then again, also, is this just Kris Jenner fucking another scandal to the media?
Well, I don't know. That's a whole nother episode that we're going to do one day, the life and times of the Kardashians and all the different things. Because I still believe that Kris Jenner, what's the saying again? The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Mm-hmm. Someone put that up about the punters once and I was like, you guys actually
are onto them. Oh, yes, you guys have been doing a very good job of keeping a very close eye on mine and Nikki's personal lives as per.
Love yous.
Watching yous.
Love yous, watching you, eyeball emoji.
Eyeball emoji.
Anyway, guys, that is all we have time for the day. It's good to be back in the hot seat. Thank you so much for sharing all of your housemate stories with us. Keep them coming.
Bloody love yous.
Love yous, and I missed you so much.
We missed you so much, and have a beautiful day, and we hope you're happy that we're back at happy hour, baby. As always, like and subscribe and review.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. Stay up to date with us. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram @we_the_wild_ones. Cheers, babes.